He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
Hey yo, Drew Berquist here. This is my show. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday. Couple minutes late, sorry folks. Just one of those days, but we're here now. We're here now, and I love all the love that's happening in the community. Everyone just talking about how it's a great community. It is. Again, we tell you guys, come for the show, stay for the community, and a lot of you do. I don't even know if people listen to me anymore at this point, if I'm being honest, but I know you guys all love each other, so we're glad to be here. Welcome back to Facebook, YouTube. There was issues yesterday, but it's all supposed to be working again today, so we're glad to be with y'all as well. Disco, how are you doing?
Doing really good. You know, I had an epiphany last night.
And I know
that you and my wife and my therapist say that I have a low threshold for epiphanous moments. So, I don't know.
All right.
But you know me, I'm not good with words. But we're in the year 2022. Now, you know that we have those like Sharknado movies, and they've made like 9 of them or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, what if 2020 was the first bad movie, and then 2020? Now we're 2, and then 2023, 2024, you know, we're in low budget C movies right now, and it's not going to get out until the 30s.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I started crying myself to sleep last night. Thinking that,
That's when you go from a glass to like a big chalice that you're just, it's like,
let's just say the mezcal was flowing last night. I felt great.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Well, I'm glad you guys are feeling good too there. D Dunner, you say something, Drew? I like that. It was a good response to my comment earlier. Feathercatcher, seeing your test earlier, Drew. Yeah, we were doing a test because, again, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all those platforms decided not to work yesterday. So that was something. But they're back up today. We've worked with them, and we're off the shit list at least for today. So that's good. Let's get to question of the day. And we're going to talk about this later. So you're going to see the question. I know I'm putting a caveat out there first, but you're going to see the question. You're going to want to go down a bunch of rabbit holes. I implore you do not, because we're going to talk about this in, I think, D block. Okay. So I don't want to know if you think it's a distraction or some ploy or whatever. Now it might be your opinion. Just give me a yes or a no on this one, and then we'll get into more depth in D block. But do you think, here's the question. Do you think, or do you believe, in the case of what's on the card there, do you believe Pentagon UFO sightings are real? Is this legit? Yes or no? Obviously, lots of naval sightings, Pentagon sightings that have been out there being discussed. There's a hearing today. Again, we'll get into it later. Let us know what your answer is as you send them in.
I really wanted you to sing that, by the way. Do you believe?
Cher. We're getting her on here soon. She actually declined. So today's show is powered by MyPillow. Guys, there's a blowout slipper sale. And as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion, to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. But he didn't stop there. Nope. It goes well beyond pillows. Well, I tell you all the time, they got a ton of products there. They've done it again by introducing my slippers. I tell you about them all the time. They are a little bit pricey most of the time. But guys, right now, you can save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This is crazy. It's a blowout sale. It won't last. So order now. Get on over to MyPillow.com and use promo code Drew. You can save a ton. I'm telling you, they're normally $139. They're $49 right now. So get on over there. There's tons of different. I know that Midgey and a couple people, they don't go to your size. I'm sorry. I know that. But please get on over there, guys. Take advantage of it. My wife heard about this morning, and she was going to get another pair because she loves them. So get on over there again. It's mypillow.com. Huge blowout sale. Use promo code Drew to save on those, and then also save up to 66% on other products. Okay. We've been telling you about the listener contest. I'm going to tell you about it again. Get on over to drewberquist.com. Go to the listener contest section. It'll show you all the stats. It'll show, or the rules, I should say. And you can also see it on your screen. If you want to win $150 in free Red Beach merchandise, which all of you should, free's free. Choose whatever you want from there, whatever shirts. Get them for yourself. Get them for your loved ones. Get them for your family members. Get them for that colleague who drives you crazy and you just want to have some fun with them. Whatever the case might be, you get $150 at Red Beach Nation if you win this contest. And the way that you enter is you go to iTunes, where we've got great listener engagement, but not enough reviews. We need reviews. So get on over there. Go to iTunes, search This Is My Show with Drew Berkowitz. It doesn't have to be how you consume the show. It applies even if you only watch the show. You can still do this. So go over there, give a review, subscribe to the show, and then take a picture of it on your phone or on your laptop. Send it to producer@redbeachmedia.com. Again, all these instructions are over at drewberkowitz.com. And then we will announce the winner on May 30th right here on the show. A lot of you have also gotten your Drew Crew shirts in either blue or black. I think they look pretty sharp. They're basic and simple for a reason. We wanted to keep it kind of simple. But I know you guys have had some good comments about that. Keep getting over to local signing up there as well. And if you join the annual membership there, you will get a shirt sent to you. It's a pretty good deal. So it's fun. Okay. Let's see what the responses are here.
I love feather catchers.
Okay.
Yes. With a question mark?
With a question mark. I'm Ron Burgundy. Okay. Cassim says, yep. Someone's talking about your, D Donner's talking about your bottle of mezcal. No, then Cassim said sup earlier. Then Cassim said no. Okay. Jill said yes. Barb Rocks, no. Lindy Cat, yes. Deb Muth, yes. Feather, as you said, feather catcher. We've got people just talking on Facebook and YouTube, people saying distractions and stuff like that, which, you know, again, give us a yes or a no. Yes, says Alan. Yes, says Michael Jensen. Can't comment on that yet, says Denise. Okay, fair enough. John says yes. All right, so we're probably about half and half, right? Somewhere in there?
So somewhere in there, yeah. Yeah. I
feel like there might be a smid, maybe 60-40 yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Evelyn comes in with no. So maybe we're back to 50-50. I don't know. It's right around there. J.H. Stevens also says, I love the shirt, the Drew Crew shirt's great quality. It is. Thank you. I'm glad you love it. And thank you for joining and supporting us over on Locals. It's awesome. We're excited about all that's coming there.
I love this Italia on Facebook. If I'm an alien that's on planet Earth will be the last place that I want to visit. And if I land on Earth by mistake, please don't take me to your leader.
Yes. Please. Please. No. J.H. Stevens, the question, and I'm sorry, hopefully you're okay. You're in the hospital, watching this. So I hope that you're doing okay. But, the question was, do you believe that the Pentagon, briefing today and all the evidence that they've been presenting about UFOs is real or not? And then again, I said to everyone else that we'll be talking about this later in the show, but okay. So let's get into the show. As Biden's ratings hit new lows, something else is low too. And I'm talking about, guys, our stockpiles in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which fell to 538 million barrels, the lowest since 1987. 1987, which was a great year, by the way. The Twins won the World Series. Vikings lost in the NFC Championship because Darren Nelson dropped a pass on the goal line. I don't hold grudges, but maybe that one. But seriously, lowest since 1987. Nice work, Joe. On something that, again, was totally avoidable. A problem we shouldn't be facing, but yet we are, because they want to overhaul how we do energy in America. And they have no concern, as their policies and their everyday life are showing us how they live their lives, that they have no concern for Americans suffering along the way. But take heart, because while it's bad, it's bad and it's getting worse, it could be even worse. Sri Lanka has reported they have just one day of oil left. And the new prime minister says they face a fuel and medicine crisis. Reports say that everyday citizens are starting to attack wealthy and city and/or country officials, with hundreds being killed already. This was a scene there. Take a look. So, not looking great there. And I show this because this can happen anywhere, right? This this happens more frequently as we, you know, have seen over the history of time, you know, that it happens in less developed countries. These mobs and people getting desperate and doing desperate things. But guys, we're not the first world country we used to be. We have some nice things, yes, but we're tribal. We hate each other. We've got massive problems with our government and government overreach. And it can happen anywhere. And while Joe's hitting lows with ratings and oil reserves, the nation hit a new high for gas. Here's the image of that. Here's a breakdown. Yet another record. All-time high, 4.48, 448 per gallon was the national average. It had come down, of course, when they tapped into the reserves, but it didn't come down much because it was coming down from a record, and now we've gone right back onto the course that we've been on, which was highly predictable that we're reaching new heights again. And we're not just facing and listening to industry experts talk about fuel prices and shortages here. We've got supply chain woes, food shortages that are predicted, and a host of other problems. So people, particularly lower income families, are going to become desperate, right? It only makes sense that as all these problems come here, you know, there's a hockey player, I forget his name, plays for Ottawa, but he was put out a tweet today. He was like, I just put $100 in my truck and that didn't fill it up. It was less than half full. He's like, how can other families go through? Obviously, he's fine. He's going to be okay. He's a professional hockey player. He's making millions. But how can other people sustain this? So we run the risk, I should say. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we certainly run the risk of having scenes like that start to happen here, where people who are less well off, excuse me, start to target people who are to get their needs, their basic needs taken care of. And I hope it doesn't happen, but I mean, guys, again, it's 2022. Your epiphany earlier, Disco, things just keep getting worse. For Pete's sakes, we're talking about UFOs today. On the Hill. So I'm concerned. I have very significant concerns. And it's harder and harder to be optimistic for where this country's going under this leadership. Again, when all of these problems, as I say every damn day on the show, are solvable. These are solvable problems. But then that was Sri Lanka. Let's go overseas, and Sri Lanka and what could happen here, but let's go overseas again. Because the Democrats love war, so do the GOP does too. And it's been proven again this week as President Biden signed an order authorizing the military to deploy hundreds of special operations forces inside of Somalia, which reverses the decision that was made by Trump to withdraw nearly all of our 700 ground troops that were stationed there previously. And let me tell you this. I'm not saying there are not plenty of threats there and that there should be no one on the ground. There's always been threats there. Things in the Horn of Africa have heated up a ton over the last couple decades. So again, I'm not saying that no one should be there. But what's concerning is everything that's just coming out of this administration. And not even just this administration. I mean, everyone just in D.C. right now writ large. Because these politicians, Republicans included, are pushing for war in Ukraine, are sending folks back in there. And when we say in the media, guys, that we're leaving somewhere, withdrawing everyone, we usually don't, okay? From someone who worked in the shadows, let me just tell you, we've got people everywhere doing things always. But I look at this and I think of the posture and the position and the way that this group, the radical left and their friends on the right, continue to make these decisions. And it's very concerning. And obviously it should be to all of us. And as this rhetoric heats up, and if you were in Putin's shoes, and I'm moving on from Somalia back to Ukraine now, but if you were in Putin's shoes, you would absolutely see our actions, our words, the rhetoric, all the continued changes in strategy, what we're doing with NATO, what we're doing with Ukraine. You would see all of it as a threat, right? You'd see it as crossing the line. Because remember, it's not what we think. It's not what Joe thinks. It's not what any conservative thinks. It's what Putin thinks. It's how he interprets things. And Putin, is now starting to deploy nuclear missiles towards the border with Finland in the wake of Sweden and Finland making their bold NATO bids. There was mobile Iskander missiles that were spotted being transported toward the border as things heat up in the regions, the region. And on that same thread, on the Russia thread, there's all these reports out there that Russia's lost a third of its forces. People speculating that that's the case. And maybe it is, maybe it's not. I suspect it's not that high. But again, even if that is true, who cares? Who cares? Because this is not a conventional war that's going to happen if things escalate. It's conventional in Ukraine right now. It's conventional in particularly eastern and southern Ukraine. But Putin has more nukes than anyone on the planet. And if those numbers are really true, and he's getting more angry, more desperate, that's not a good thing. We're boasting about, oh, they've lost so many people. Guys, you don't want this dude backed into a corner. I'm not cheering for him, but I also understand how people like him work, and you do not want people like him backed into a corner. And then you add in the layer that may or may not be true. It hasn't been substantiated yet that if he's sick, I mean, if he were truly sick, then that's not a good thing either. But as all that's happening, knowing the mindset, knowing the facts on the ground, knowing the facts of who they are, who he is, what they have in around the globe and what they have specifically in Russia, we still keep poking the bear. It just doesn't make any strategic sense to me. Now, look, they cross over into NATO, and technically speaking, whether we're in NATO or whether we should be in NATO, whether we should continue to do everything with NATO is a whole nother conversation. But under the current situation, they cross into Poland or something like that, then obviously Article 5 is invoked. But they haven't done that. They're not doing that. That's when you have the conversation. That's when you start doing this now. It sounds awful to just abandon Ukraine, but guys, that's their problem. And we're running a massive risk. We're putting ourselves in a huge point of vulnerability here. And for some reason, everyone's for it. You know, again, the House passed it unanimously. The only 57 GOP members voted against sending the $40 billion. Rand Paul, as we discussed last week, delayed the vote. But all he did was kick the can. And good for him. I'm proud of him for doing it. But then they voted. They had a procedural vote. And this is not the actual vote for funding. That's coming probably this week. But they had the procedural vote to decide whether to vote, which, again, is a silly process, in my opinion. But they had that. And 81-11 was the tally, advancing it on to the point where they will vote on it, the $40 billion package this week. There's 11 Republicans that voted no. That's it. Okay? So again, you had 57 who voted against the $40 billion, 11, and again, it's procedural, so let's not get too wrapped around the axle here. But 11 Republicans voted not to advance the vote. Wasn't enough, but you had Blackburn, Boozman, Braun. I never know if it's Crapo or Crapo.
Yeah, I feel like that's it's a fake.
It's not
one.
A good name. I mean, that's when you go down to like the Social Security office and say, look, well, we got to change this.
Could you imagine the campaign? Like, vote yes for Crapo.
Crapo. I was listening to The Highway on Sirius XM. You know, that's what I listen to on in the car, you know, for country, if I'm not listening to one of my things. And there was a guy who's maybe you guys know who he is, but he was a new artist to me. And his last name was literally Dick. Spelled the same way, everything. It's like, oof, that's brutal.
Wait, his last name is just Dick or literally Dick?
It's Dick. I forget his first name.
Never mind. All right.
Like John Dick, Henry Dick, whatever it was. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's tough. He probably had a rough childhood. Hopefully he makes it big and then he can just laugh at people. But it was so Crapo, Crapo, Haggerty, Hawley, Lee, Loomis, Marshall, Paul, and Tuberville, former Auburn coach. So there's a lot of people who I think they're all Crapo, says Barb Rocks. Amen. Amen. 100%. Jill says stop giving other countries money when we're going through inflation. Yeah, wait till you see what Green. Oh my gosh, what she says, the new chick. We'll get to that in a second, guys. Real quick, though, hit that like button, whichever platform you're on. You know what to do on Facebook and YouTube. You know what to do on Twitter. It's the plus sign over on Rumble. It's the boxing glove if you're on the Rumble app. Please do it. Continue to engage. Share away. And then this next segment is brought to you by Gold Co. guys, as Jill just said, we're dealing with insane inflation. It's looking a lot like 2008 again. We've got massive problems on the horizon. It just keeps getting worse. Joe Biden's setting crazy records, $30 trillion in debt. And if you've got savings, $50,000 or more in particular, in your IRA, 401k, or any other savings account, you could be at risk. So call GoldCo at 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew to get a free gold IRA kit. A lot of you have done it. A lot more need to get over and do it. You could get $10,000 or more in free silver to do it. I keep telling you guys, go do it. It's free. It's free. You make your decision after that and what you want to do, but do this first part. Sign up. GoldCo's got an A+ business rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they've helped place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. So again, call 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew. So Karine Jean-Pierre, our new White House press secretary, started her role yesterday, and she, of course, had to say this.
I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a Black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me. I stand on their shoulders. If it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me, I would not be here. But I benefit from their sacrifices. I have learned from their excellence, and I am forever grateful to them. Representation does matter. You hear us say this often in this administration, and no one understands this better than President Biden.
Okay. So that's her. Got to put that out there right away. I'm a Black woman. I'm gay. I'm all these things. No one cares. Except for your party does, and that's part of the reason you got this job, so they can claim that it's historic and super important. No. Just do your job, which you're not going to do. We showed you a video the other day. Yesterday, it might have been yesterday. I guess it was yesterday, because yesterday was Monday. Of all the, not all, but a lot of times, there was a montage of her just saying everything about Fox, everything about conservatives, everything about Americans is racist. No, that's not the reality that we live in. But then it didn't take long for her to prove that she's really just not good at her job. Peter Ducey got back into his role of actually asking tough questions. And listen to this exchange right here. And listen, pay attention to her response.
Karine, congratulations. Nice to see you up there.
Thank you.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
So are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs, and so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to build America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave everyone behind. That is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, by not, if without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then all the, every, like manufacturing workers, cops, you know, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
But what does that have to do with inflation? The president said, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Jeff Bezos came out and tweeted about that. He said the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet. Would you be okay with that?
Look, it's not a huge mystery why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth, right, opposes an economic agenda that is for the middle class, that cuts some of the biggest costs families face, fights inflation for the long haul, right? And that's what we're talking about. That's why we're talking about lowering inflation here, and adds to the historic deficit reduction the president is achieving by asking the richest taxpayers and corporations to pay their fair share. That is what we're talking about. Okay.
So I love, first off, right at the very beginning, how she doesn't understand the tweet that whoever's tweeting for Joe, that he did put out. Because I saw that tweet before this press conference and laughed at it myself and said something, you know, snarky in return, I'm sure. But you know that she's like, is it a specific tweet? Which tweet are you talking? Time out, guys. You need to know what communications are coming out of your White House. But then literally that was 2 minutes, her response, 2 minutes of saying absolutely nothing. It clearly runs in the administration. We showed you CamCam the other day, just saying together over and over. This, Psaki never answered a question in her year and a half of service. The only thing worse than her lack of preparedness is her lack of anything that would remotely resemble communication skills. I mean, she answers questions with alt-left talking points. And we talked about it here, I think she needs to seriously consider suing the university that gave her a degree. Because she is not equipped to do this kind of job. The only qualification or the box that she checks is her smugness. Because that was oozing out. So not a good start there. But then this came up too, as Biden and Jill are in Buffalo today. Of course, again, reminder, they did not go to Waukesha, but they're in Buffalo because this helps them. Take a listen.
And then just one on the trip tomorrow. How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to Buffalo before the trip. That is something that was important for him to do. But he has visited many other communities. Buffalo is not the first community, sadly, that he has to go up to because of a violent attack. So, you know, that's not the first one. So he's been to many others.
I just feel like if we were there, we would have been like, boo.
Yeah. I mean, this is where like an Iraqi stands up and throws a shoe at Bush. Like, this is, come on, just answer a question for real. Again, I would have so much more respect for the other side if they would just own up and be like, excuse me. Yeah. We're going to Buffalo because it was a white shooter shooting black people. And this plays better for our base and what we're trying to do to manipulate the American people. So of course we're going to go. Or fill in the blank with whatever. It's just the blatant lies and excuses. And Russell asked earlier, does she say circle back also? We'll see. It's too early to tell. But she certainly says nothing like Jen Psaki did and like this administration did, other than provide top cover and lie and treat everyone like they're morons, which is what they think everyone is. As she, by the way, again, and I'm not saying that everyone... Look, Kaylee had to do this sometimes too, but she reads every answer. Like, you should know these answers. If you're in that job, you should be able to communicate the pulse and the sentiment of this administration and where you stand, where the administration collectively stands on any given issue. If you're getting into numbers and stuff like that, sure. Okay, fine. But when it comes to just, you know, how does this make sense? How does taxing the rich more change this? How does doing X, Y, or Z other bullshit plan or concept they put out there change this? It doesn't. You literally can't make it work.
Yeah, but when Kaylee read from the book, she would always be like, "Well, hang on, let's see." And she'd have, you know, "This is what we talked about. Here's what it is."
Well, and she'd
when
pull
she was
stats,
reading
yeah.
the book, Yeah, she's pulling stats. When she was reading from the book, it sounded like she was pulling it out of her ass. You know, like she, it was like she was going off of an answer that she felt like was the answer, not what the actual answer and facts were.
Right.
That was the hard part. It's like she's reading it and it's like, well, no, this, well, it seems like an opinion.
You know what? Maybe we're overthinking this. Maybe she can't read and she's looking at it like, shit, I don't know the answer and I can't read this. Maybe it's just she can't read. We broke it here, folks. Corinne Jean-Pierre is illiterate and cannot read. It's ridiculous. I didn't see the speech today. I was working on other stuff and had phone calls, but someone said that the speech was cringeworthy in Buffalo. I can't imagine it being anything else. We'll show you some highlights tomorrow, no doubt, because I'm sure there's some laughable moments in there that we can pull things out. But hey, it is what it is. But that's the start to Corinne Jean-Pierre, which, again, I just don't like her name. It's easy to stumble over. I don't like her face. I don't like her logic or lack thereof. It's going to be another rough season there. But she can stand there and say whatever you want. And you can't question her because as she started off her press conference, as she showed in the clips we showed you yesterday, if you question her or think anything different than her, then you're just an awful racist, bigot, homophobe, xenophobe, whatever. Fill in the blank with whatever term they want to call you. It's ridiculous.
Simply the best.
All right, let's get on to this next story. Before we do, though, guys, please head on over to strikeman.io. Guys, I tell you every day, I'm going to keep telling you as long as we're partnered with them because I believe in it. I believe in what they're doing with it. It's a great way to gain confidence, grow confidence, get more accurate with your firearms, and do it all from the comfort of your home, all because of their advanced app and custom laser cartridge. You can practice safely at home, really focus on that trigger control, really focus on improving certain areas that you can do without being at the range. So then when you are at the range, you can advance in some of the other areas and really kind of hone things in. So it cuts down on costs of training, cuts down on cost of ammunition, all of that stuff. And the best part is you can get it for 15 days. And if it doesn't improve your accuracy, they'll refund you in full. So for the month of May, they're running a special for our listeners. Go to strikeman.io. You can get it for just $79 with promo code TRAININGDAY. Again, it's strikeman.io. Okay, let's get to Twitter. We've been talking Twitter a lot. Told you yesterday how the deal's on hold. Might still go through, might not go through. Who the hell knows? This drama is just getting more crazy by the day. But we're talking about Twitter today, specifically because Project Veritas did it again. They unearthed a bombshell story, and of course, the corporate media is not really covering the story, so we will. And the guy who's in this video is a senior Twitter engineer, and he admits to Veritas that Twitter is filled with communists. Shocker, right? Take a listen.
Twitter does not believe in free speech.
What do you mean?
Capitalists, we weren't really operating in a capitalist mode. We were very socialist, like we're all like communist.
Ideologically, it does not make sense, like because we're actually censoring the right and not the left. Because everyone on the right wing will be like, bro, it's okay to say, just gotta tolerate it.
Okay. Looks like
the TriCaster went crazy.
Yeah, we've lost all forms of video here. Why don't you put up a DB screen while we kind of talk through this? But we'll get back to that video if we can, and obviously get our screens on. But here are the highlights of what comes out of this, right? Okay, so you've got Twitter senior engineer on video saying that Twitter does not believe in free speech. Elon believes in free speech. Then Murga Esan, I don't know how the hell you say his name, but he goes on to say, our jobs are at stake, that Elon Musk is a capitalist and we weren't really operating as capitalists, more like very socialist, we're all commie as fuck, as he says. His words, not mine. And then he talks about how, I don't know if two parties can truly exist on one platform. They're like, this would be my last day if that happens. It would be my last day if it happens. A lot has changed. Like I'm reading his words. Like we're stress eating a lot. Like we're all worried for our jobs. Can you stop using like so much for one? I've got one of my kids, the youngest one. we've had to counsel on not using like. She's five. You're much older and working for a communist organization, as you've self-described it. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. The masks are off, and if anyone doesn't believe that the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, you're sadly mistaken. We talk about it every day. This guy is admitting that the company is filled with Mao-loving commie sycophants. And the few that are out there, the JFK Democrats, need to pull their heads out of the sand and have a come-to-Jesus moment, have some sort of moment where they wake up and realize that this is the party. This is the party of Stalin and Pol Pot and Castro. I mean, it's radically and fundamentally been changed, and it's been happening in front of our eyes, and it's been happening slowly but surely. But now they've just, again, taken their masks off, and they've put things into high gear. And the problem is, and the reason that it's festered and grown, and the reason that it's continued to get to this stage where we're at, this is interesting, is that most Democrats like the idea of being enslaved by the government until the moment government takes their shit and tells them what kind of job they're going to have. It's just a sad state where we are. I mean, and look, could the senior Twitter engineer, the dude who was just on the screen, and maybe we'll put it back up there and again, be talking shit just to impress the undercover reporter? Possibly. Highly unlikely, but possibly. But he's talking freely about communism. I mean, people, I can't emphasize enough how much we need to really take that in, let that sink in. An employee at a tech company is admitting that it's full of commies. We've got a generation that believes that total government control is best for all of us, best for the individual. That's like as wrong as two boys kissing and making out during a John Wayne movie. You just don't do it. You've got the alt-left and rhinos who have been chipping away at this culture, changing our culture for 50 years. And now they can see the finish line, and they're hell-bent to galvanize their quest for this centralized form of government, this big government. All the while where they're bragging about, which we're seeing now in the last several weeks, bragging about killing babies after they're born, calling us radicals because we don't believe in murdering babies and infants. The battlefield's set. They're going to come at us from every angle. This is where we are now. Going to talk about that again with the Pelosi clip later too. This is the world we live in. It's not good, but it's also where we are, and we need to wake up to the reality of where we are. Do we have that video now?
Yeah, we do, and I think we have time to watch it.
Let's do it. Let's
see if it doesn't break our TriCaster again.
Let's do it.
Twitter does not believe in free speech.
What do you mean?
Elon believes in free speech. Capitalists, if we weren't really operating in a capitalist mode, we were very socialist. Like, we're all, like, communist. Ideologically, it does not make sense, like, because we're actually censoring the right and not the left. Because everyone on the right wing will be like, bro, it's okay to say, just gotta tolerate it.
And there we go again.
Must be a corrupted file. Because it is corrupting everything in the studio. It's like we're talking about UFOs in the second hour. Maybe they know, and they're like, hell no, you ain't. Okay, well, let's take a couple comments while we're doing that, and then we'll slide into hour two. We'll get that fixed, and we're just not going to watch that video, I guess. But the other update is, by the way, on Twitter, on Elon, is he did his, what we described yesterday, he did his own sample of how many bots. Twitter says, and they've told the SEC that in their filing, that it's less than 5% of the accounts are bots, which everyone knows is absurd and not true, right? That's just how things go. He did his test, his sample of 100, and thought that 20% were bots or fake accounts. And if that's true, he's saying we can't continue the existing deal that we have in place because you've lied to me. The figures all would change. The value of the company would change. And it opens up a lot of interesting discussion that's gonna come from this, because you know there's a couple things. One, the deal could just go south, right? It could just not happen. Twitter then would try and force them to do it, force Elon to do it. This thing would end up in court. And then where it goes, it goes. Two, obviously it could get fixed. They could change their, and hopefully it's, hopefully this is the first result, is that they come to a more transparent agreement and Twitter can get fixed for the sake of free speech. Then it's what I talked about. It ends up in lawsuits and going back and forth. But here's the other problem. The other problem is that could happen, and it could be in combination with the third scenario where Twitter could be in a shit ton of trouble for lying to the SEC and lying to their shareholders about the percentage of fake accounts. Because that changes, again, that changes everything about the company and its valuation. It changes all of that stuff. So I don't know. I can't tell you at this point where this deal is going to go, whether it's going to go through, whether it's not, whether they're going to be transparent on these accounts or not. What I can tell you is it is really damn interesting to watch. And I want the end result to be he gets it, because I think it's better for America. I think it's better for both sides. But I can't say for sure it's going to go there, but it's entertainment. Yeah, Frank, absolutely. It's stock manipulation. It's a lot of things.
Well, and if anything, even if Elon doesn't take it over and all this stuff becomes true, at least he was the one to expose it and get it out.
Yeah.
And get it out into public, you know, because any of us could have been like, hey, this is happening. We would have been hushed. We would have been pushed aside. But now this is going on a public scale. You know, this, everyone's going to see it happen.
100%. 100% it is. Okay. Well, let's slide in. We're a little early. That video thing happened. I'm sorry that happened, folks. I don't know what, you know, we've got some of the most expensive gear you can have in a studio here, and it still fails because tech just sucks sometimes. But we've got more to come. We've got some Pelosi stuff. We've got this UFO hearing. We've got the PA, Pennsylvania primaries. We've got the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. A couple other things all coming up. Dude, you got a producer's pick today too, don't you?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
So we'll see what that is.
It's been a while.
I never know what it is. So we'll get to all of that. Folks on legacy social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, your feed is about to end. You need to get on over to Rumble. I will even do you a solid right now. I will paste you the exact link in the chat so you can get over there, because the rest of the show will be the final hour on Rumble. We'll look forward to seeing you there after a quick break.
Hey, we like you, but if you're on legacy social media, your live feed pretty much ends now. Continue watching today's live episode and engaging on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Berquist. Again, that's rumble.com/Drew Berquist.